Ronan Kelly has what it says in Wednesday's papers.
Thanks, Rachel. Clangers. That's a word in the headline on the front page of the Irish Daily Star. But the word is coloured so that the sea is white, but the rest is red. It reads Langers. It's over a story about the renaming of Páirc Uí Chaoimh. The headline over the same story in the Irish Daily Mirror is Rebels Yell, while the Irish Examiner says in its headline that talks to rename the park are ongoing. The events in Roscrea are still making the papers this morning. The front page photo in the Irish Times shows local protesters leaving toys outside the doors of the asylum centre. One is quoted as saying, "Our protest isn't about the people coming here. We have the utmost sympathy for them." The Independent has an editorial on the issues raised by the events in Roscrea. It says, "War, climate change and globalisation mean we must be able to absorb newcomers within realistic parameters." It goes on, "It behoves us to remember that we too once sent forward a tide of emigrants from our shores." That tide hasn't fully ebbed, according to a piece in the Irish Times by Laura Kennedy, who's just emigrated to Australia. She says last year 21,000 Irish moved to Australia, and it's time to ask what's pushing young people to go there. She suggests the cost of living and the availability of rental properties, and she writes, "Those who want to live alone or with a partner, rather than six friends, or those who want to start a family, might be able to afford it." Also in the Irish Times, David O'Brien is writing about his friends. He's with the Irish Uyghur Association, and those friends of his are Uyghurs who've disappeared into camps in China on the instructions of the Chinese government, the premier of which is on a visit here. In his column, O'Brien writes that he's lived most of his adult life in China, and he says the Chinese Communist Party is hiding from ordinary Chinese what it's doing to the Uyghurs. He says the Irish government's silence amounts to complicity in this. A couple of papers have photos of a laughing, smiling group of Americans in Donegal yesterday. According to The Star, they're students from Georgia who were putting on the play Dancing at Lunasa, and they flew over here to perfect their Donegal accents. Across the border, there's a row over a picture of Britain's King Charles, according to the Belfast Telegraph. The paper says that all local councils in the north were offered a free framed copy of the latest official portrait of Charles. But Fermanagh and Mid-Ulster councils said no thanks, with DUP councillors voting to accept the picture, but Sinn Féin councillors voting to reject it. In courts news, the Irish Daily Mail says that a terminally ill man has been jailed for making prank calls to the emergency services. He made almost 5,000 calls over a year and a half. The court heard that he has lung cancer and the services couldn't ignore his calls in case there was a genuine emergency. The man said he didn't want to hurt anyone. He was drunk and lonely. In another court report, the Irish Examiner features a damages claim against Limerick County Council. It was brought over the injuries a 9-year-old boy sustained when he fell from monkey bars in a local playground. The judge dismissed the claim, saying that even in a safe playground, accidents can and will happen. The court heard that the boy was there with his siblings while his mother supervised from a car parked nearby. And one very serious report making nearly all the papers this morning is what the Mirror suggests is a shaggy dog story. The oldest dog in the world was apparently a Portuguese dog which died last October, aged 31. Now, though, there's been a magazine investigation which claims to show previous photos of the dog with two white paws, while the one that died had one brown one. Guinness Book of Records say they've decided to temporarily pause the record for oldest dog.
Ronan, thank you.